This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Oh, you know what that means, Robbie? You know what that sound means?
It's a country cousin.
It means we're going to find out what's happening in our regional areas for all our LGBTI communities, and more importantly, just around the corner, not very far away, a couple of weeks away, in fact, is Chill Out Festival.
And I've got to tell you, our guest is excited already. I love Chill Out. I have been in some capacity most years over the last 5 or 6 years. It is such a great festival.
I love it so much. It's fantastic. It's Australia's premier queer country pride festival. And like it is in the name, Chill Out in name, Chill Out in nature. It's such a relaxing time. And on the line, we've got the fabulous Merin Tinkler. Hello, Merin from Chill Out. How's
hello,
it going?
Hello. It's going fantastically well. 15 days, 17 hours, and 10 minutes to go.
It's not long at all, is it? I love that you're counting down as much as we are. I certainly am. I mean, normally my chill out's chock-a-block, but this year I'm actually getting to chill out. I'm really going to dive into the festival and enjoy it with everyone else. So I'm very excited. And what an amazing festival it is. I feel like this is the biggest program you guys have had. It just seems to be exploding with so much.
It's just absolutely chock-a-block, and there's absolutely something for anybody and everybody, and nobody's going to miss out.
It must be really exciting to have such a diverse program as well, because the one thing with Chill Out is there's so much going on and everyone goes to everything. It's just there's so much happening. But it must be great to look at the program and go, wow, this is so big.
Oh, look, it just feels so good in your hand. It's like meaty, you know. It's fantastic. And there's just so much going on in terms of, you know, we've got the Palais opening. Oh, my God, that's fantastic news. The Palais has been closed for, I don't know, a squillion years, and it's had this most beautiful renovation, and it is going all out for just shows, cabaret and bands.
Yeah, Dolly's going to be performing there on the Saturday night. I know that. Now, actually, on the Thursday night, you're going to be doing a fundraiser, aren't you, on the Thursday night there at the Palais?
We're launching a project called Raising Rainbows, which we're incredibly excited about. So it's our own project. And we're raising money to put rainbow flags in regional community centres, like schools particularly, and community centres, sports clubs. So those kind of people can apply, and we can have some funds whereby we can put a permanent rainbow flag to signal to people that this is a safe place for them to go.
No, that's
so we're
fantastic.
Really excited about that program. Yeah, it's going to be really great. And so we're going to be auctioning off a whole heap of donated art, which is beautiful, some really good quality and stuff that's a little bit cheaper, so the whole spectrum. And we're going to have, the amazing Dina Khoury performing for us. And just going to be a really fun night. So it's just entry by donation at the door and free cocktail on arrival, a bit of nibble.
I've always loved the way in which Chill Out has started with a fundraiser for the community. I think that really just sets the tone of what is such an absolutely fantastic festival. And like we were saying, if you just flick through the guide, which is out and about in Melbourne, available already, it is so big and there's so much going on. But what I really do love is you're right, there is a little something for everybody. This is one of those festivals as well that you can really see the streams of stuff, you know, for the women in our communities as well. And it really just has that diversity all over it.
It really does. And there's a whole heap of family-friendly events as well, stuff for the kids to do, stuff for the boys only to do, you know, peacock pool parties and Pustorf is there. There's stuff for the girls to do. There's stuff for everybody to do together. You know, there's comedy, there's circus, there's cabaret to go and see, and DJs to hear and just theatre to watch.
You're going to need to chill out after you chill out. You're going to need to have a rest.
I'm going to need a holiday.
Of course, one of the biggest destination events of Chile every year is the carnival event on the Sunday. Many people, if you can't make it down for the whole weekend, it's only an hour's drive.
Yeah, it's not far away.
Come on down,
that's
because it's
right.
Such a big, fun day. How are the plans for carnival looking for this year?
You've got some great acts.
carnival is going to go off this year. So our headline acts are Becky Cole and the Sisters of Twang. We've got the Potbelly DJs, which are amazing. And we just announced week before last that the best Queen tribute band in Australia are coming.
Killer Queen
so
are coming.
Killer Queen are coming. So it's a wild lineup. We're just really, really excited. And of course, the obligatory drag queens, and we've got Yana Alana emceeing the first half, and we've got Farmer Dave emceeing the second half.
Oh, wonderful.
And Farmer Dave will be doing the dog show, which will be fantastic.
The old school Big Brother fans will be excited about that.
I love it. You know what?
Exactly.
I really do love it. I feel like there's just so much happening. It's absolutely fantastic. You've got to be completely chuffed. But like you said, it's only a couple of weeks away. There's still some spots available for accommodation in Daylesford or in the Hepburn area. So why not book yourself some tickets? Or even as Robbie said, it's just an hour drive. An hour
just
drive
come down
away.
For the day, like the Sunday morning, we kick off with the parade, which is always so
oh,
much
I love
fun.
It.
So that kicks off at 10 o'clock. So come for the day, come to the parade, and then come to Carnival. Have a great time. And it is only an hour's drive. So, or come for the whole weekend.
Well, like I'm doing and like Robbie's doing. Now, for those of you that have booked for the whole weekend, I'm starting to see on social media people going, what should I go to? I cannot stress this enough. Get your tickets now nice and early for the bush dance or any of the big things happening on the Saturday or Friday night. Get your tickets now because they do sell out. And also for the Carnival, and just save yourself the trouble. Bush Dance sells out every year, but there's also some great bands happening, female bands happening and everything. So get your tickets now. Don't wait around. Don't wait till a couple of days before. Book your tickets and then you can get your chill out planned.
That's exactly right. Make sure you do plan, because otherwise you do get disappointed. We get people lining up for the pool party every year and it's like, sorry, we're booked out.
Yeah.
So, and the pool party is very close to booking out. So that's really,
Robbie was just talking about that on the break. So
my eyes just got very wide there. I better get online straight after this and book those tickets.
Get online and do that. And it's the last year for the old Hepburn as well. So that's really kind of nostalgic. So they're putting on a fantastic lineup across the weekend, which is really, really worth getting to. And of course, the shuttle bus runs the whole entire way around the region the whole weekend. So you don't need to drive. Don't worry about going places. We just jump on the shuttle bus and it will take you anywhere you want to go.
Oh, look, it's everything you could need. Now, if you want to get your details, just jump online, go to Chill Out. We put the details up on our social media, but you can actually jump online. It's all there now. Get your tickets booked for Chill Out. Merrin, thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us. We love it, and I cannot wait to come and, as much as you'll be organising everything, party with you down in Daylesford in a couple of weekends' time.
Forward to 15 days and
17
hours.
Oh, I love it. All right, we're gonna have to keep the countdown going. Merrin, thank you for coming and joining us. Get your tickets now for Chill Out, everybody. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dee. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9, and Robbie is already writing down, after talking to Merrin from Chill Out, is already sitting down right now and scribbling out all the things that he wants to make sure he goes to. Because like Merrin was saying, tickets are already selling out or nearly there for some of the events, and there's so much going on. There's the Dyke Side doing a great comedy performance. There's cabaret. There is family-friendly stuff galore. There's so much to experience. There's even a bushwalk that you can just go along with the nomads and have a lovely bushwalk.
Yeah, an early morning bushwalk. I'm not sure that I'll be up for that.
It's not that early, Robbie. It's not that early, but I love it. Literally, on that little clip of sponsorship announcements, Robbie was scribbling, got to write down everything that I want to go to.
Because I kid you not, this is one of my favourite events that happens throughout the year. I have such a great time there. And, there is so many events this year that I just really want to get my tickets.
And this is my first year as well, where I'm actually chilling out, Robbie. Like, I'm actually normally listeners who know me would know my Chill Out. I'm performing from one venue to another. I'm in drag one minute, I'm not the next. I'm running around with a camera. I'm still going to be running around with a camera. Joy are going to be at Chill Out as well, so maybe we'll end up having a bit of a chat on air or something then. But more than anything, I'm just looking forward to actually taking it easy, actually enjoying Chill Out like everyone else does and having a good time and actually dancing at the bush dance. I could not be more excited. So everyone, like you were saying, Robbie and I are going to be there. So come and see us and party with us. But if you want to get your tickets to things for Chill Out, go to chilloutfestival.com.au, jump online, find out the full program there, or you can grab a program because they're all around the city. They're all around the state right now. Get your Chill Out on. It's Australia's biggest regional LGBTI celebration, and I reckon you've got to dive on into it.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.